So good evening, friends of the Superintendent Jeremy and Board of Trustees. Thank you for agreeing to hold this special workshop. The purpose of this year's workshop is to give you our analysis and results of the CFD Master Project. As you know, we have spent all of the last 2 years analyzing every revenue and every expenditure transaction that were involved in the CFD arena. Those transactions totaled over 17,000 revenue and expenditure transactions. I'm going to take the opportunity before I get started to thank Roxana Travers and her team, accounting technician Kanye Segura, and accountant Cindy Parra, who spent well over 50% of each week for the last 2 years on this project, and I commend them for a job well done.
What was that second name?
Cindy Parra is the accountant, and Kanye Segura is the accounting technician.
No relations.
No relation.
Okay, that's fine. One.
So our agenda this evening is to talk to you basically what the broad purpose was of the CFD Master Plan Project, not to be confused with the Facilities Master Plan, and then what steps components we took to get where we are today. And then Roxana will address the 30-year financial summary and what her project is going to arrive at the results we have for you today. So as you well know, the two broad purposes for this project was to be able to provide individual financial statements by CFD to you as a board and to also as to the bank. So we will be able to, as of 15-16, when I close our books this year, be able to provide an individual, again, financial statement for CFD so the taxpayer can see what they started with, what the revenues were, what we expended, and what the ending balance is in the CFD. So that was one of the important overarching goals of the project, to provide that kind of transparency both to the board and to the public. The second purpose was to, at some point, determine what is the funding obligation of CFD. So have they funded all the seats that they were supposed to fund? Has modernization been funded? Has debt service been funded? So that is a separate presentation that you'll have this evening by our special task consultant, Dr. Hillfire. So again, these are the steps that we basically took to starting 2 years ago with the CFD Master Plan. So the initial step was, and I'll go through these, and then we have an individual slide that pertains to each one of these steps. So we crafted with the assistance of counsel what we termed the matrix. So basically, that was a summary of the provisions of all the CFDs. We looked at every single CFD and the formation documents to see what were the criteria for the cost that you could allocate to that CFD. We crafted a cost allocation plan that, again, the journey was walked with us by council and was accepted by the board about a year ago, and that's what we used to craft this project. We also conducted an advisory cost of third-party review of our basically all the processes that involve in the financial arena for CFDs. And again, we reviewed, we reviewed 100% of the transactions. I just wanted to add a little side note. So we have scanned documents, invoices that support every expenditure. We have every bank statement, we have every cash reconciliation, and we have board items. And we have scanned all of those, so we have all of that detail should any member of the public wish to review that. And then, again, we have a 30-year financial statement summary that you have in front of you, a larger document that Roxana will address. And then we, again, determine the funding of each CFD obligation. So this is what the matrix looks, what we call the matrix, but it is the summary of the provisions of every single CFD and what costs we can charge that CFD. So whether that CFD can fund new construction, which most of it can, whether they can fund formation costs, whether they can fund rehabilitation, modernization. So this documentation is again, some of the foundation documents that were CFDs. So our cost allocation plan summary, I know that we have brought this before you, but it's been here, so this is just kind of a brief summary of what we collected. So the methodology allocates debt service, which is the principal interest of payments on bonds that are secured by special tax revenues, annual administrative costs, high school and middle school facilities expenditures. It is a plan that allows us to spread those costs across DFDs.